You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Are you living in the faith zone?
Yes.
All this week, we have been teaching from the topic, living in the faith zone. That is the place of our victory.
Yes.
In the faith zone.
Everything from... if we want to access anything from God, anything that you and I access from God comes by faith. We cannot receive anything or access anything from God without faith. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to access anything from God. And with faith, all things are possible. All things, not something. Jesus in Mark 11. Look at Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. And I think it's verse 22. Where Jesus just did a human impossible thing. And the disciples with Jesus in Mark 11. And... Jesus passed a fig tree. That's natural. So for time, just paraphrase. Pass a fig tree, guys. The fig pretend to have fruit. And he didn't have none because it wasn't the time for fig. But when there's leaves, fluffy leaves, it simply means you're supposed to have fruit. So Jesus looked and saw it. Jesus says, oh, man, let's go get some fruit here. This fig tree, look good. So when Jesus went there wasn't pretense. Jesus says, look, from this day, you're never going to do this again to no one. You stop right now. I'm paraphrasing. So Jesus, come on, that fig tree dried up. And he left. The next day, Jesus passing back with the disciples. But in that verse, guys, Jesus didn't say it in his mind. He speak it out. So yeah. The disciple what?
Heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They heard it clearly. The next day, they were passing back there. Same route. They look. And I think they draw attention because Jesus was just going doing his business. And it says, Master, look. The fig tree...
You curse. Has withered away.
Yeah, come on. So, and I paraphrase this guy that they had doubt in their mind. They heard Jesus says it. But in my own mind here, I believe they do have doubt. They didn't believe it was going to dry up. Because that's why they made such a big thing about it. They were looking. They come back the next day. I think they were specifically looking to see if this fig tree was going to be dried up. And when they saw it, they were astonished.
Yeah, because right there in verse 21, Mark chapter 11, verse 21.
Yeah.
And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.
Yeah.
So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
That's did. Simple as that.
And for assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So we must be speaking this language of faith.
Yes.
Declaring it, speaking it, because it ties in with Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of faith is a language, and it's declaring the word of God. The word of God is a written decree, and when we're speaking it, we're declaring it. When we're declaring, we are saying, right? So we're saying the word. So we have to be hearing. We're hearing the word, and we're saying the word. So who actually are we hearing the word from? Mm-hmm. Our own mouth.
Yes.
Right? Because the faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, when you hear other people say it and you hear it, okay, that's good. But it's another level when you begin to declare with your own mouth the word of God, and then it cycles back into your own ear, and you're rising up in power, in assurance, in confidence based upon the word of God.
Yes, faith comes by hearing the word, by accessing the word of God, by speaking the word of God, by believing the word of God, and by doing the word of God. And that's why Jesus clearly says to Peter, when Peter was so astonished, Jesus says, Peter, have faith in God. Have faith in God. You got to have that. That's what Jesus said. You have to have that faith. That faith. The faith in God. And you talk this week, guys, you read from John chapter 1 this week, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. Have faith in the Word. That's God. Have faith in God. Have faith in the Word. And the Word becomes material. And the Word becomes material. The Word, this Word, the Word of God, not your Word, the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By this we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God, that the things which we see were not made from things that was visible. Clear. Have faith in God. God is the Word. And the Word becomes flesh and dwell among us. It materialized. And the word produced light. And the Word produced the earth. Genesis chapter 1 tells us. And he spoke the Word, and it is. And the Word is the breath of God, the life of God. And that's why that definition that we give here, that faith is a living force drawn from the Word of God to produce proof. That's it. That's what faith is. It doesn't come from my feeling. It comes from the Word of God. It takes me a good while to understand that faith doesn't come from my feeling. You can't feel you in faith because you're going to feel like you're not in faith. Because your feeling is an emotion, and it wavers. That's why the Bible says don't have doubts. If I goes by how I feel, there's going to be a lot of doubt. Because I feel great, that everything's going to work. And then, guess what? Not even an hour later, I don't feel that way no more. And I wonder where my feeling went. I just feel excited about this thing. And then, I don't feel as excited no more about it. So I cannot go by my feeling, and I can't trust my feeling. And I'm going to tell you, don't trust your feeling. It will lead you astray.
Every time.
Yes.
In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith.
Yeah.
So let's see how Jesus responds to this.
Yeah,
they're asking him to increase their faith.
Yeah.
So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So he's asking them to increase their faith, and he's telling them to exercise their faith. It would be like saying, I heard this comparison before, like a young boy has the same muscles in his body as a grown man. What's the difference? The man has exercised the muscles, so they have developed at a greater rate. But he has, the young boy has the same exact muscles, the same exact anatomy as the grown man. But in one, they have been exercised and developed. So the Lord, he has given us all the faith that we need. We by faith, we receive our salvation. Now we have to exercise it to develop it. He's not going to give us more faith. We have to develop the faith that we have, and then it increases. Just like if you want your biceps bigger, you're not going to pray to God, give me another bicep to stick on top of this bicep. No, your bicep that you have is going to have to increase in size. How? By resistance, right? We get our muscles increase in size when we're working against resistance, when we're exercising and such, and it's resistance that causes then them to build. So when resistance at such comes, we got to remain in faith and continue to do the do's. Don't worry about the don'ts. Do the do's according to the word of God, and everything else will get out of the way. Just like that illustration of that person holding that football. That football is, it could be comparison to the faith. You have to have that when you get into the end zone in order to be able to advance the scoreboard. Not just coming in the end zone, but you have to be coming in with the ball. You had to be coming in grasping faith. And if you're holding on to faith, you're not holding on to anything else. Do you see them holding anything else besides the ball?
Just the ball.
They're not holding on to anything else. They're not holding on to their money. They're not holding on to their degree. They're not holding on to a family member. They're only holding on to the ball. In order to keep the grip on the ball, everything else has to be forsaken besides it.
So you got beautiful teaching this week. We taught you profound truth, to have faith as a mustard seed, to not go by your emotions, because your emotions will make you fail every single time. And also to be the light of the world. Go towards the light and not the darkness. If you stay in the light, you will succeed. And to accept, like the prayer says, thy will be done. And know that we're just pilgrims and strangers on this earth, and it's a vapor, and we have the promise of heaven. I hope you really enjoyed this week's teaching, because I know it is profound truth, and it's our food for our soul, just like we have food for our body. And I pray that you really learned and got a whole lot from our teaching. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.